It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy?
It reminds me of Beethoven.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking cunt!
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right, we're running late. Let's get right into it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Give me nuggets or give me death.
He just took a big dump.
Steven.
Groovy.
Kevin.
Yo.
And special guest in studio, off camera for now, Mike.
That's cheating. He took a shit already.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Evacuated.
Well, I also did drink a lot of soda, which I haven't had in over 2 months.
You oh, did have right. a cauldron of soda. Oh,
yeah, and let's not forget Jeff.
You got a whole dick of it!
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah, that was an easy one.
And today we are going to demolish
200 chicken nuggets.
They're going to be gone pretty fast.
I don't know, man. We're doing first to 50. We got 200 nuggets, four competitors, Steve, Kev, Mike, and Jeff. And first to 50 wins.
I'm just going to go ahead and say I could eat all 200 myself. Oh, okay. In like 5 minutes.
You just gave four names that aren't even true.
What?
You said Steve, Mike, Matt, and Jeff.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Steve. Jeff's not in.
Kev. Oh, that's right. Matt.
No, I'm in now. I'm going to win it.
Fuck me.
What happened?
I'm sorry. Matt. Steve, Kev, and Mike.
Thank you.
Yes. I can't keep track of all you fuckers. No, Jeff is not eating.
He's here to make sure.
Because they're made of love and kittens and sunshine.
He's here to make sure no plants are harmed in the making of
That's
this.
That's right.
Well, I did get a dozen tofu nuggets.
Oh, sick.
Oh, good.
I'm in. Is that the big toe?
No, I think I'm just going to start eating meat today.
You should.
Fuck I it. Dare you.
Do it.
50 nuggets.
I fucking dare you.
I'll Damn. Be healthy tomorrow.
Wait, so you're not allowed to eat the nugget, but if we chop it up, can you snort it?
Ooh.
Good question.
Can it go up the
Let
ass?
Me check the vegan encyclopedia. I'll get back to you.
Can it be inserted rectally?
Chicken nugget suppository.
200 nuggets up the A.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But before we get to that, we're going to do that in a little bit. I heard there was a road trip of some kind.
Yeah, we almost weren't here for this. We'd be in the slammer right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And I wasn't invited to the road trip, but that's okay.
No, you were invited. Steve was supposed to send you a text message.
No, I did. iMessage went down during...
I'm telling you. I'm going to return my iPhone. I got to go Android or something because I keep missing all these invites.
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened? I don't know much. All I know is that there was a road trip and there was a sketchy police officer involved.
Well, we can't even 100% confirm he was a police officer.
Well, that's hence the sketchiness.
We think he might have been a fire marshal or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
No matter what he was overly angry.
Yeah. Why? What could you have possibly done?
We asked to see his dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, I was sleeping the whole time. When did that happen?
Yeah, right.
I've done this a few times on long wrestling road trips. I decide that I'm going to make a little sign that requests that women driving by show a little titty.
Oh,
a little titty.
Just swap a titty out.
Yeah, if they're big, forget it. We don't want to see them.
Well, somebody else in the car decided that they were going to make a sign requesting penises.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
That was me. Yeah, you're right. That was me.
Yeah.
Isn't Jeff the same guy that makes out with dudes or something?
Occasionally.
Okay, all right. So it makes sense then.
Well, I got tired of all the little titties. I want to see some big old dick.
Yeah.
By the way, in another story involving this road trip, Jeff threw an entire pizza out the window of the van as we're driving down the highway.
How could you throw out a whole pizza?
That's what everybody else said.
No, well, because Steve Scott decided to throw a slice out the window, and I had to show him up.
So, is it because it wasn't vegan pizza?
Oh, no, that wouldn't matter.
Like, you know how many cows suffered for this? You just chucked it so Breaking Bad style. Just
yeah. So anyway, he hangs this show your dick sign out the window.
Okay.
And the guy, didn't he flip us off first?
Yeah, first he gave us the finger.
He gave us the finger. And
that should be a sign right there that he's not an officer.
Well,
that's
what he started going saying. For his crotch. Well, we had a sign that also said "Come on," right?
Yeah, which was actually my favorite.
It was the "Show me your dick." He flipped us off, and then the "Come on" sign came out. He starts reaching for his pants.
We all started cheering.
We're like, "Here comes the dick!" And there's a badge, and he flashes the badge, and we
immediately got proper.
Yeah,
was it like an actual star? Like,
yeah,
junior.
Yeah,
police explorers.
And then we made the "Sorry, officer" sign.
Yeah,
actually.
Was there a Cracker Jack box?
Immediately
next
we became correct. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just straightened up like little Catholic schoolgirls.
Yeah, but then we saw him fall behind in traffic a bit.
Yeah, for like about a half hour.
Yeah.
And we had made the sign, "Sorry, officer," and then finally he got behind us. And so we handed it back to, I think, Kyle, and Kyle put it to the back window, and that sent that guy into a fucking rage.
So you were probably okay. He was probably just keeping an eye on you.
Well, he pulled up to my window on the passenger side because it was, I guess, the only open one.
Yeah.
So he starts screaming, "Where are we going?" So I just go, "A wrestling show?" And he's like,
"Oh, you're
trying
smart
to be a wise ass?" Like immediately, like, that set him off. Like, I, you know.
"How about I get you to pull the fuck over and we wait till some of my buddies get here and we search the van?"
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He said, "We'll see what's really going on."
Yeah. "I heard about them road trips with the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan."
Well, then we just said no, and we kept driving.
Well, yeah, he started fumbling for the red light.
Yeah.
Like, he was nervous, like, fumbling for the red light, gets it on his dash, flicks it, and he's like
Frank
pull over. He's like, "Pull over."
And we just kept driving.
Yeah, and then Chris Powers, I think, is like, no.
So he hits the brakes, gets behind us, goes around to the driver's side, and has the driver roll down the window, and what did he say from there?
I think he goes, "How about you just knock it off with the signs, huh?" So it turned from pull over to that. So.
And then he forcefully pulled the light off the dashboard.
Yeah.
Harder than he put it on there. Yeah. He ripped it off so much harder.
I've never seen anybody that angry in my life.
"I got this at Spencer's the other day."
Like, he was angrier than like Anne Frank's parents.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, he was angry.
They might have been more scared than angry.
Yeah, you're right. But this guy was fucking...
Wait, why was Anne Frank's parents angry? Wasn't she just deaf and blind?
No, no, no.
Wait a minute.
No. They didn't have plumbing.
figures.
They were pissed at her for eating that friggin' potato chip.
Spicy sweet chili. The only vegan chip, thank you.
Is it?
The only vegan Dorito, yeah.
Ooh. I actually told him that there was eggs in the chili dust.
Did he instantly vomit everything out?
And he didn't believe me.
Oh, okay.
Or he didn't care either way, because they're delicious.
They're delicious.
They're pretty good.
But yeah, so I don't know. We came correct after that, and then the van was quiet for a little while.
Yeah.
Dude, Steve is shaking. What the fuck?
It wasn't that quiet.
I had
at all.
A Coke Zero. I'm all caffeine
I know,
out.
My car on the way home from the movies. I'm just like, my car's like shifting with you.
Oh, well,
you're
whatever.
Just like shaking the whole thing.
It's a tick.
You have RLS. There's medicine for that.
The ride was pretty much quiet for a little while after that until Kev started doing headstands on the seat.
Yeah.
I have a picture.
I accidentally kicked Blackwell and I felt bad. I also, that's not the only picture that exists of me. We had an empty pizza box with a little topping left over in it. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to take a glance at this.
Yeah.
Very well cooked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're not going to show that. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, let's just throw it up there.
Who was driving?
Powers.
Does he have like a minivan or something?
His friend has a touring van. I guess Jeff knows more about it.
Jeff, comment.
It's a 7-passenger cargo van. Or I guess it's not a cargo van. It's a passenger van. That we use for
Econoline.
Something like that.
A Econoline, if you will.
We okay. Good times.
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
that's so good. Where were you guys going?
Deer Park, around.
Oh, and any reason?
No.
Any relation to Deer Park, Texas?
Yeah, actually, it's like pretty much the same place.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty much the same place.
Yeah. We were actually going to this music festival.
Oh.
Good. A lot of female acts. Fiona Apple.
Oh.
Jewel.
Jewel.
Yeah. Love Jewel.
Tegan and Sarah.
I don't know what it is about girls with fucked up teeth. It just makes them hotter. Maybe.
Yeah. Ew.
Seems like they're more accessible.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. Like prostitutes.
Yeah, like they're down on themselves. Yeah. And you got to be like, no, it's all right. It's all right. It's cool. You get those little flippers that the Toddlers and Tiaras wear, and they're fine.
No, fucked up teeth don't turn me off.
Little flippers, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. So you guys were going to Lilith Fair.
Basically. Yes.
No, I learned a lot about my friends, though, on this trip.
I'll tell you what, though. I love Tegan. I hate Sarah.
Yeah. I learned that Jeff does not care about tits or ass. He only loves nice elbows.
Really?
You know, what can you do?
Just a firm elbow strike.
Just a good elbow just does everything for me.
What if they're a little ashy?
It's an elbow's an elbow.
Elbows.
As long as it bends.
What about shoulders? Any of you guys dig shoulders?
Clavicles are nice.
Yeah, not so much the shoulder,
a whole shoulder arrangement on a woman. Anybody like that?
I'm not talking like the joint, no, but like
the
neck region,
like
is
the nape
is pretty
of
sweet.
The neck.
Yeah.
The crook?
Yes.
My favorite part of the bitch is between the puss and the belly button.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
I mean,
the spunk mat, I call it.
Yeah.
Oh, the spunk
mat. A little happy trail on there.
Mm hmm. Sure, do a little yoga on it.
Yoga. Everything has to do with fighting games.
How about you, Mike? What's your favorite part of a female?
Their penis.
Best of both.
That was actually another sign we had too. Kev wrote up was, "Let me see your bunghole,
booty hole,
a booty hole.
Let me see your booty hole."
I like bunghole better.
I did. I had no action on my side. I was in the passenger seat because I was the oldest.
What's going on? What's so funny over there, guys?
They put grandpa up front.
Yes, exactly. And I had no action on my side. And finally, this like pretty hot chick drives by, and I flash to show me your boobs one. And she gives me this look of disgust, like, oh, you fucking pig. But then when she straightened up to like continue looking at the road, she smiled and then drove away. So, you know, she laughed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
So we wrestled.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
We pretended to
beat
the shit out of
each other. Wait, at
the
Lilith Fair?
Yeah. We're like, this is fucking bitch fest is missing a little masculinity.
We got a ring in the back. He wants to set up.
So we stripped down to spandex and we beat the piss out of each other.
All right.
And then we got blown by lesbians.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually mentioned you guys to somebody in passing.
Uh-huh.
Mentioned that you're wrestlers.
Like, how fast were you passing them?
It was pretty fast.
Like, hey, my friends are wrestling.
Were you like rushing to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
The wrestlers, I got shit.
I know wrestlers, but I see you.
And her reaction was, so they wear like underwear and capes. And I just said, yeah, that's what they do. That's it. And that was the end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
you know, my Kev knows my family. My sister-in-law's husband always left the house with a bag. Because he was turning into a transgender.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can't turn
in
into a transgender.
But look,
plenty of money left.
You are a transgender or you're not.
No. You
showed out. You're
preparing to be a transsexual.
Turning, you know what I mean, going through the processes. But since we're moved back in with our parents, I leave every weekend with my bag, whether it's either go to wrestling or go to away for work. She looks at me. She's just like, I can't look at you with this bag. I'm like, what? I'm either going to go get dirty at work or I'm just going to go run around in some spandex.
There you go.
That's
what I'm worried about.
Your hashtag Johnny Grunge.
Yeah.
Then she rips at his pants trying to see his pussy.
Oh.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I would love to see what would happen, like what it actually looks like afterwards.
No,
you wouldn't want to see what a dick looks like after a pussy.
No.
If I ended up getting a vagina, I wouldn't leave the house. Like I would just finger and flick my bean all day.
But you'd get tired of it.
I wouldn't.
You really would never would want to see.
I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, there's a lot of things I don't give a shit about people doing, but one thing I'll never be okay with is people changing their genders.
Yeah, because that's just really not.
It's just fucking bizarre to me. It's something that,
I'm with Kevin.
I can't absorb. I don't.
It did it on its own. I've done a little research on this. Does anybody know what they do?
Yeah, I know what they do.
Oh, well, go ahead.
They have them blowing their thumb and it just pops out.
Oh, yeah.
And there it is. It was in you all along.
Wait, no, no, the other way around, you mean, right?
Yeah, when they turn the...
Oh, well, then they go up to your mouth and suck really hard. And then
it just comes right in.
Or they suck on the asshole. Woman you're talking about.
Actually, they just slice the penis directly in half and then pin it to your legs.
You guys are confusing me. Is it man to woman are you talking?
Yeah, man to woman.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so they cut off the penis and then they invert the testicles and then they simulate a vagina.
So you just got a little sack inside you.
Can you still? Kinda. Can you
it's
still?
Not that deep. The woman
can you still
would be.
Seep?
I'd be able to take like a 12-footer. By the way, I teabagged the bathroom in the theater. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
You sat on piss too, by the way.
Oh no, I covered that thing. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Two or three layers.
Oh yeah. There? It was disgusting.
I can imagine. Come on, I mean it's a freaking movie theater. Like, clean your fucking bathrooms.
I know. Well,
they actually did.
It was soaking
they
wet.
Did.
I almost
they
fell. I had to like tiptoe because I'm in cons, which have like no traction whatsoever. Mm. And just I get in there, I'm slipping and sliding. I had to do the thing where I pull my pants down and spread my legs so the pants don't hit the ground.
And then your feet just like spread apart as you were sitting.
Yeah, exactly. And I got this guy actually, dropping fucking, my God. You pissed for like 5 minutes.
I had a medium soda.
You pissed more than a medium soda.
Did Steve take a shit and he had to wash the door?
No. I didn't shit. Oh.
I did.
I did. Mike do that a couple weeks ago.
Watch the door.
Yeah, make sure no one comes in.
As soon as I washed the door, I turned around and the guy went right past me.
Yeah.
The other
side. So I waited. I had my pants down by my knees. I didn't even pull them all the way down yet.
What do you think's gonna happen?
I just toe tapped until the guy left. And then when the guy left, I sat down and then he lets fucking Honky Tonk walk right in.
Yes.
Dude, I'm not gonna let Honky Tonk be like, hey, you can't go in there. Somebody's taking a shit.
He's taking a ding dang do.
By the way, I'm gonna put your suit on. What do you do with during intermission?
Uh oh.
Which we have pictures of. Also, if you notice, Derek's shoes are they're actually combat boots for hipsters.
Wow.
Oh, are they?
Yes. Mm. Mm. That's why they're
these
not
shoes
trashy.
Are older than new age hipsters.
Damn.
So.
Neo hips.
And by me saying that, that makes me like the ultimate hipster, right?
Kind of.
I was a hipster before hipsters were hipsters.
That makes you Adolf Hipster.
That's the name of the show, Adolf Hipster.
Yes.
Let me write that down.
Please don't use a PH.
What?
Why would I? Do people do that?
Yeah.
I've never...
Matt's done research.
Of course.
Oh, it happens a lot.
In his bedroom alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, anyway. That's it.
We're going to eat some chicken nuggets or what?
Chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets, chicken nuggets.
Six people here? That's all we have to say?
I say we just real quick talk about a movie real quick.
Yeah, we went to the movies. We saw the...
No spoilers, guys.
The Wolverine.
Yeah, don't tell him he's dead.
Oh.
We saw the movie where Wolverine dies.
Yeah. Now, Wolverine, see, I don't really follow this stuff. He's the one with the robot skeleton, right? Or something like that.
That's the Terminator.
That's the Terminator.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Close though. Yeah. Very similar.
Well, was Wolverine the one whose like parents were killed? And he's
no, it's Batman.
And many others.
Is Wolverine the one who can talk to fish?
That's
Aquaman.
That's the fish whisperer.
That's the Gordon's fisherman.
All
right.
I'll
he just says,
right
come
there.
In my boat, and they all come in there.
Aquaman's new comic book in DC 52.
Mm. Awesome.
Best fucking read ever.
It's fucking awesome.
Mm. Isn't he gay now?
No. He's got
he
kind of
was,
fucking
though.
Redhead
what's
mermaid.
Her name?
Maria or whatever?
Who's the gay Ariel.
Maria. Maria?
Ariel.
Maria.
Maria. That's
Ariel.
It.
I think it's Ariel.
Ariel was hot.
What? Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Under the sea.
No.
I mean Aquaman in the Injustice God Among Us games.
Yeah. No.
He's not in that?
I mean
him. Oh, the Green Lantern.
You made him, I know,
right?
So
main.
He's
main.
Oh, main
he's
him.
My main character.
Oh, they said you made him like a character. Yeah.
I've only played the game maybe like 24 times and I can do pretty well with him. His character's pretty fucking cheap.
Isn't the Green Lantern the gay one now? He's like the big activist for gay marriage or something?
Yes.
Well, yeah, the new Aquaman is pretty cool, and I like in the beginning how they pretty much the whole town's making fun of him. Like, he just walks around, he, like, saves somebody, and they're like, what are you doing here? There's no fish. And he's like,
I hate fish! Give
you want
chicken.
Fish?
And then he goes into a fish shop, and they're like, we're sorry that there's so many dead fish.
And he's just like, what do you want? And he's like, oh, I want fish and chips.
And everyone's like,
he's like, I don't eat fish, I just, give me California roll.
<They're> like, fuck crabs. I hate crabs.
Imitation crab.
Yeah, crab stick is fine.
Can you eat that? Imitation crab meat?
No, because all that is pieces of crabs and other fish chopped up and put together in a weird plastic mold.
Yeah, it really is like the worst thing ever. Yeah.
Thanks
delicious.
For ruining California rolls for me, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll take some surf and turf minus the surf.
extra turf.
We're still waiting on Jeff to get this vegan chef to come here and convert us.
I know. What the hell
was that about? Yeah. Oh, I haven't talked to that kid in forever.
Well, oh, come on.
So it's safe to say we're not going to ever get converted.
I'm gonna go ahead and say you have something to talk to him about now.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So give him a call.
I'll try to find someone else. He got all flaky and weird. Yeah.
What about these vegan cupcakes you told me about ages ago?
Yeah, with Guinness in them.
Remind me, I'll go get them.
Go get them right now.
Wait, you can't have Guinness.
I just made that up.
No, they have vegan cupcakes with like Guinness and other.
Yeah, but Guinness has bouillon in it.
Well, I don't know what that even means.
Bouillon? That's
like
bouillon cubes.
It's like gold.
It's
like cow juice.
Was that in the Oregon Solidified. Trail?
The story I heard was that they cleaned out in Ireland. They cleaned out the distillery. Mm-hmm. This could be completely false.
Okay,
but this is a story I heard. They cleaned out all the distilleries.
It's a folklore.
And they, you know, which they hadn't done in however many, I don't know, fucking millenniums. 100 years. So they cleaned them all out. There was all this gook, and they started producing more Guinness.
Wait, what?
And it tasted
there was
like
Japanese people in there?
No, gook.
Oh.
And the beer tasted like shit. And they realized that it was
Derek
all
was there.
All the kind of rats and little things that were lying on the bottom of the distilleries that actually gave it its flavor. So they started adding bouillon to it to give it like a meaty flavor.
Actually,
I heard
that
from a vegan.
They cover that in the Dropkick Murphy song, Good Rats.
Really?
Yes.
So it is true.
Yes.
All right.
I don't think it's true that you're drinking that in Guinness. I think that's just an old folklore.
I don't know.
No.
I think you're an old folklore.
Isn't Irish Guinness and American Guinness completely different?
Your mother's Guinness.
Well, yeah, no,
Irish Guinness,
Guinness
is surprisingly smooth.
Your mom
and
wears
not,
Guinness
not,
boots.
Not see, nearly as bitter.
I also know nothing about this subject.
Oh, you don't drink any of that?
No, I don't do that either.
Yeah.
He only does heroin.
So I'll give the mic back to Mike.
Hard stuff.
Your mother drinks Guinness without seeds.
I just loved it when we did the show 2 weeks ago, and it's just like all of us drinking in the locker room before the show starts or during the show or after the show, and it's just like Jeff and all of his friends sitting in one corner.
Go look at those. They're getting drunk. I can't believe this, man.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
I'm pretty sure everybody who was part of that show, including my friends, all drank except for me.
It's true.
Wow. It was really just Powers. Me and Danny. Yeah, Chris Powers doesn't drink, but Pat, who helped run the show, was the one who brought half the beer.
Yeah.
And smoked a bunch in the park.
And actually, Mike also supplied a lot of the Fireball.
Dude, that stuff is disgusting.
All right, wait, hold on.
I like Fireball in the shooter form.
No, it's gross.
AskMen.com says, the legend that dead rats provide Guinness its flavor is pure myth, although songs like the Dropkick Murphys' Good Rats do little to dispel it.
I kind of figured it was fake, but
yeah,
it just sounds
concurs.
Unhealthy.
Yeah.
Google says Derek is lying. Don't believe Derek.
That's probably good words to live by. Just don't believe me ever, 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 ever. And you'll be okay.
So the world's not flat?
No, it is. Oh. Don't worry. And don't go down the end of the street or you'll fall off.
Oh. You know it's pretty flat. That pizza Jeff threw out the window.
Whoa!
I was trying to offer it to truck drivers and shit. Like, we only one slice left.
Yeah.
And they weren't taking it.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, and then this was bullshit. We got Taco Bell after the show, and nobody would let me throw 12 tacos out the window.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, we bought
shit.
For the ride home. We bought 48 tacos.
Oh man,
none of which
as bad
Eddie
as
ate.
200 nuggets.
We had a little Eddie Franken, and he was in the car. And
Al Franken.
Yeah.
We decide just to make it easy that we're just going to order a shitload of tacos, just plain tacos.
Except for me.
We already had people beeping at us.
Yeah. This kid starts crying from the back seat because we got them with lettuce and like legit threw a tantrum.
Literally
cried. Lettuce is disgusting and is awful and he can't eat it.
We were all like, you're chewing water.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal?
It's water and fiber.
He was literally crying.
Fine, guys. I guess I just won't eat, guys.
Stop it.
Yeah, yes. The last thing he said before he laid down in his weird little silent pal was, well, I guess I just won't fucking eat now.
Yeah.
They just laid down silence for about an hour until we all gave him shit.
Like, I hate tomatoes. Like, I won't eat them. But if it comes with a tomato, you fucking take it off.
Yeah.
I think that's
it's
what
hard to take
it is hard
off,
to separate lettuce and cheese.
It
but
is,
fucking
but
just
but
eat
it's
it.
Not that hard.
Yeah. You could do
it's
it.
Not. I eat lettuce. Come on.
I mean, yeah. I used to not. I used to get everything without lettuce, but I've learned to appreciate
it. Depends on where it's coming from.
See, Wendy's got some good lettuce.
Yes.
If it comes off the back of a fucking mossy tree, then yeah, no.
What?
Yes. He likes the word mossy. It's very strange.
I love moss. Randy Moss.
Kate Moss.
But yeah, he was literally crying.
Santana Moss.
Crying that he couldn't, and he needs to eat.
Did he start smashing the tacos with his cock?
Wow.
That's a myth, too, by the way. I was staring at it.
I was staring at it.
Prove it.
I was staring at it.
I was sizing it up.
I think it was Jeff I pointed out.
I held
out
a
to
boot
it.
Next to it.
His penis head was no bigger than my pinky now. I think any time that anyone's noticed, it's because he's had a rock on. And
it's because Kevin Knight was in the room.
I've said that too, actually, without studying.
If you put his penis on like Matt's frame, it's tiny.
Okay, because he is a very small, narrow person.
But if you put it on like a fucking like a 11-year-old boy, it's huge.
Like J.D. Smoothie.
Where's the point? What's the point in life when it's okay to do like really gay stuff?
Wait, to stop?
No, yep. To start. Because like to when we start? Were in high school, we would have never done any of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, show me your penis, you'd be laughed out of school.
What high school did you go to?
I did my whole life.
I think it's more of like a wrestler thing.
No, I...
We're okay with it.
No, I'd always run around naked.
Oh, really?
I was that kid.
Don't forget what kind of school Mike went to.
I don't remember.
At Blue Ribbon School.
Oh, right.
Yes. Wait, as of what age were you still running around naked?
I still do it now.
He doesn't know. He does it in the locker room last 2 weeks ago. He's walking around in a Speedo afterwards. Like, he didn't even put his pants on.
It was fucking hot in there.
It was hot.
No, but I'm that kid that would go do anything naked, jump off the bridge naked, skateboard down the street naked. Yeah. I was that fucking
I guess
naked
I just
kid.
Had homophobic friends. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, speaking of Eddie, he downloaded an app on his phone called Meet Me. And apparently he's been banging mad chicks off this. Like, it's basically the point.
Why are they so angry?
Basically, the point of this is to meet girls and fuck them.
Yeah.
And so the other day, Brandon Kirk contacted me.
Oh, boy. On Meet Me?
No, we were actually on call.
Is that Brandon?
Walk along.
Steve, is that you? You want to hook up?
Steve, I know you.
I've already met you.
No, we were on call of duty, and he's like, yo, I got an idea. And he made a fake profile on Meet Me and messaged Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Not even 45 seconds into messaging back and forth, he was like, you want to meet up? I got a 9-inch dick.
Oh.
So Kirk was working for
a Snapchat. I keep it in a jar under my bed.
So Kirk was working for it. He made up the name, too, just to make it obvious, and Eddie didn't pick up on it. He named it Gene Hodgers. And Eddie still didn't pick up on it, and I called him out on
the
fucking bank bus. When we were driving up to fucking Long Island. He's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, how's Gene doing? Gene Hodgers, how is she? Oh, he was fucking fuming.
That's really? Awesome. Yeah. That's an awesome rib.
But within fucking...
What kind of picture did you use?
He used...
B-Shap's girlfriend?
No. Kirk ended up using a picture off of a Facebook girl that he's friends with.
Oh, so B-Shap's girlfriend.
Yeah. And
wait, maybe he is B-Shap's girlfriend.
And Eddie was... But like, I was helping Kirk because like, Eddie would message back like, oh, I'll text you a picture of my penis, but I won't send it, you know, through email or anything. And Kirk's like, well, what do I say? I'm like, tell him that you're married and you can't give your phone number out, but Snapchat. You know what I mean? Like, I was giving that. And Eddie was apparently going to do it, and I guess he didn't because I already blew up Eddie's spot. And now I just blew it up again for the world to hear.
Damn. The world.
Well, now he's going to be worried about every single
There's
one of
There's 45 people in the world?
Yeah.
There's 45 people listening?
Probably.
Woo.
Hey, now.
I got to pee. Like one of them 5-minute pisses.
Okay, yeah, I'll take my shirt off.
Want to do some quick news before we go into the Nuggets?
Yeah. Nuggets, 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 Nuggets.
This was interesting. Everybody remembers Amanda Berry.
Who?
That
bitch from the basement.
Yeah, the bitch from the basement.
Storm from the X-Men?
The retarded one?
No, the one that was locked up in the
the
guy's basement.
Was it the one or just the three?
Oh, there was three of them, but she was like the main one, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
she's
know.
Fucking slow. You ever listen to her talk?
Well, she's been locked in a basement for 10 years, and she had like 2 kids down there.
She's still slow.
And you would know.
She's still a Blue Ribbon girl.
Yeah, exactly. I know my people when I see her.
I can sense it.
Yes.
By the way, that's what we call them now, blue ribbons.
Yes.
Yeah. We got black shirts and blue ribbons. There is a difference.
A blue ribbon does have a real term, though, right? It does really mean something.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, it's butter.
Yes, it is.
It's something that you give pigs that are really good at a fair.
Yeah. At a fair? Why are they cheating on each other?
I don't know. Well, anyway, she came out in a little public appearance on stage with the rapper Nelly.
And
which shows that she definitely was put away for 10 years because this is the first time I've heard Nelly's name in about 10 years.
Yeah, well, he did that great football movie.
Did he?
Yes, yeah.
Wait, is this the guy that pissed on the girls?
No, that was R. Kelly.
Oh, okay. That was, yeah. Get them confused.
R. Nelly.
R. Nelly. Yeah, she came out. She didn't say anything. She just kind of cheered and was waving and whatever. She did her little, like the queen, her subjects. So she's out there working the crowd.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Next stop, they're going to have Fred Durst out with her.
Yeah. She's going to the Marilyn Manson concert.
Yeah, so whoever was like popular 10 years ago, that's all she hangs
Steve,
out with.
Steve, you going to give me a Yingling bottle?
No. She's gonna do an appearance with Nick Lachey.
Yes, that guy.
Nick Lachey. Maybe Joey Fatone.
Joey Fat One.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Wonder what Sugar Ray's doing nowadays.
I think it's like Sugar Ray, Gin Blossoms, and like Vertical Horizon
and
are playing
Smash
a show
Mouth.
Together.
And Vertical
Smash Mouth.
Horizon.
And Everclear, right?
And are playing a show somewhere Everclear around here together.
Yo, Steve, can you give me my water? Oh, in the fridge.
Yeah, I'll take one too. About 2 or 3 years ago, I saw Everclear because it was free in at some college.
So bad now.
They played Father of Mine first, and everybody left. Like, legitimately, we were like, all right, let's see what else they do. And we were like two of maybe 30 people left of the 200 that were there in the first place.
I love Everclear. I'm a big fan. Have been for a long time. But his voice is fucking gone.
What does he sound like?
Horrible.
Examples?
Horrible. I'll look it up right now.
Showtime.
It's always been bad, and he's had a lot of surgeries. But, man, it's like...
On his throat?
Yeah, throat surgeries. Yeah, really bad.
I still get down to Santa Monica.
Does he have cancer?
No, he had some... I don't know, polyps
or some
shit.
He got hit by a train.
Oh,
let me try to.
Oh, he had throat worsening surgeries.
On a similar note, I saw Coolio about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, what was he doing?
He killed it. I had a blast because from about 3rd grade to 6th grade, he was my favorite artist.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's basically bald now, and I also didn't realize that at best he's 5'6".
Oh yeah.
He was about up to my nose, and I was laughing so hard. Oh my god, that's my favorite song.
Real?
Duh. If he's 5'6", he can't ball. He's going to be a rapper.
Very true.
Unless he's Spud Webb.
Or Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues.
Maybe he does this song first to get it out of the way so because it's not as vocally taxing as anything else.
Is this like a conglomeration with Sublime or something?
What?
Is this Coolio?
Yeah.
What?
No, but Sublime played Asbury Park.
First of all,
too.
And he's tuned down like an entire step and a half.
Yeah.
This actually isn't bad.
This is pretty bad.
It's like borderline lounge music.
Yeah.
I want to get like a live, like somebody's cell phone cam.
Yeah.
Because, it gets pretty.
So, was that from like Carson Daly Live?
Nah, it was like some acoustic.
I hate Carson Daly.
I recently had watched a documentary on Showtime about, it was mainly about the singer Pennywise and his transition from being.
Oh,
punk,
yes. The other F word.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. But so, you've seen it. They have, what's his name, Art from, have him
Alex
in there.
Zuckus.
And there's just one point in the documentary where he's doing, like, an acoustic version of Father of Mine, and it's, like, in my opinion, was the douchiest part of the documentary and almost made me turn it off. As much as I like the rest of it, I'm like, I don't want to see this. Like, this is...
By the way, Coolio, he wouldn't have been shit without that fat-ass nigga.
Wow.
What?
That sang the hook in his fucking...
Wow.
He wouldn't have been shit without Stevie Wonder making the song.
That sang the hook in Gangsta's Paradise. Yeah.
That fat guy didn't sing any hook, though, did he?
He just went like,
wasn't someone else?
In the video, they gave him the Alfred Hitchcock side profile.
Yes.
He was sweating profusely.
He was trying to order a burger, actually.
Steve, I love the barbershop quartet haircut.
Why is there lettuce on this?
Yeah. What?
I said, I love the barbershop quartet haircut you got going.
Start doing some acapella.
Fucking hathead.
You're one of the Pep Boys.
All right, let's
Yeah, you're right.
I just
got
like
a blinker
out. That as soon as we started making fun of B Shap's girlfriend, he left.
Did he?
Yeah. Hey, said he's going to download the show later.
All right, so...
He should download a bullet.
Let me,
Whoa! Yes. No, that is true. He did leave my show early, so he could.
What? So we can do what?
Download a bullet.
Oh, okay, good. He has no girlfriend. It's a lie.
Did the band have surgeries, too? Because they don't sound very good, either.
Well, this is, like, from a cell phone.
Well, that's the optimum recording.
This is Sublime?
This is what happens when
you can't even hear him.
Sublime and Coolio. Might be for the best.
Is this filter?
Wait, did somebody record this with their phone, or are we listening to somebody's phone while they're there?
I think so.
That was the Altered Boys, actually.
Anyway. Oh. So, yeah, his voice is shot.
Who was that, anyway?
That was Everclear.
He sucks.
He.
He sucks.
Now, you know who still sounds great?
It's Everclear.
You know who still sounds great? It's Everlast.
Oh, yeah. Black Jesus.
House of Pain.
You know what band needs to get with the Beatles and then just fucking crash their plane? Oasis.
Okay. Yeah, I can't stand them.
Yep.
There's a 90s cover band called like
the Beatles
Bayside
and
Tigers.
Yeah.
Have you heard them?
I've heard of them. I don't think I ever bothered to listen.
I want
to
go see them.
The Crouching Tigers?
Bayside Tigers. They play like all like 90s alternative.
Beep, beep, yeah, like beep, Bayside, like, beep.
Yeah,
beep.
Like,
go Bayside.
Let's go see them.
All right, they're playing in Philly.
Nice.
Okay.
Let's
fucking driving.
Tell me Trocadero. Next month.
Can you check when the Horton Heat are coming in the area again?
Sure.
Please.
Yeah,
let's
check.
Not forget this time.
I get my new medicine on Tuesday.
What's that?
My Humira.
What is this?
What?
Humira.
What is this supposed to do to you?
Why are you going on that?
For my stomach.
Segue. All right.
What is this supposed to do for you? Heal you?
Hopefully. Well, I can never be healed.
But you'll be able to go in public?
Yes.
This is Wolverine. Like a last resort medication.
Yeah, this is. No, last resort would be surgery.
But yeah, well, last resort medication, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if this doesn't work, there's pretty much nothing else.
So. Yeah. So after surgery and they rip your asshole out, you'll just have a little bile bag.
For about a year or two.
And then you can just unload it on the ground while we're at the movies. You don't even have to get up.
Yeah. I just pour it in your drink.
My friend has the bag.
Does he?
Yeah,
he loves it, right?
He loves it. No, he loves it and he hates it because he just loves how it is. For the first time, because he had the bag and I wasn't around when he had the bag. And then he moved back home. And he didn't have the bag, and then he had to get the bag again because he didn't. Because after you get the bag taken off, you have to really take care of yourself. And he didn't care, and he just let everything go to shit, literally. Mm. And we're just sitting there, and all you hear is just like something gurgling, like you just hear this gurgle.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and it's him shitting constantly.
Sounds like me.
Yeah,
nonstop. Everything just goes right through him.
I was actually really close to someone that had a bile bag, and when she was getting out of the car and closed the door, it got hooked. The tube got hooked on the door. Yes. And it just pulled it ever so slightly.
Oh, that's the worst. I don't mean to laugh, but...
That was terrible to watch.
Was it just like...
It like caught like the part that hooked
it was
into
like a deflating balloon.
Yeah. She's like, oh, get it.
It's just like having it looks like you just have a huge condom on your stomach.
Yeah,
you
know? A little plastic purse of poopy.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm going to have to do if I get that and we have the zombie apocalypse. Just have to get some condoms and duct tape them to the hole.
Well, if Jeff stays vegan, he'll have one.
There you go. Thank you.
We're going to convert Jeff to a man-eater.
A man-eater?
Well, I already do that.
You mean like a cannibal?
I mean meat-eater.
Whoa,
we're going to convert Cannibal. I think Cannibal would be real badass on a caveman diet.
Mm. It's only been 11 years. I should go back with no problem.
Yeah, why not?
I'll probably end up shitting myself.
Daniel Bryan broke it.
Yeah, but that was because he was getting really sick from not eating meat.
Yeah, and he was also vegan for not even a year.
Wow. He got sick because he had two... Vegans sometimes have to change their diets because all the stuff that's considered vegan food has too much soy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have too much soy, it's not good for your system.
Yeah, you get tits.
You grow big boobies.
Yeah.
Big old tail.
He's got the gut to match.
Jeff's like, I got a big old titty hanging off my waist, too.
He's like, I got more guts than brains. That's a Bobby Heenan quote.
I can't even imagine eating, even vegetarian. Can't.
No.
No.
Why, you've never had an apple before?
What is that?
No, meaning exclusively.
Yeah, exclusively. Yeah. No, I love fruit, especially now with my condition.
Unless it comes
with fruit fresh.
Unless it comes with French fries, Derek can eat it.
No.
That's vegetarian.
Can I have apple with a side of fries?
Fruit, is that plural for gay men?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Quickly, I want to get back to this Humira thing. They I'm assuming they've talked to you about the side effects.
No, Humira, that's made of chickpeas, right?
Oh.
No, that's hummus.
Oh. Whoops.
Go ahead, read them off, man. You got some?
Well, no, just the I had to double check to make sure, just from what I remember in pharmacy, is one of the side effects is cancer.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I mean, don't act like it's an immediate side effect.
I'm
like,
just saying it means it's.
We're gonna give you this cancer, so you don't shit yourself.
Increased risk.
Me having this condition has skyrocketed my bowel cancer percentage.
So you're saying to decrease the bowel cancer. Almost imminent bowel cancer.
Yes.
Which it's funny, I did bring that up about 6 years ago when you first started.
There looks to be hope in Matt's eyes, by the way.
I'll inherit the show, guys.
Inherit. I'll be able to sit behind a white table.
Yes, you'll be the second person announced. But
yes, all right, take it.
When Derek first started talking about the you know, the whole bloody shit thing. And it was apparently extremely severe at this time, like pure black shit.
No, it was always red. I didn't have any.
I thought you said
all the blood
really
is very low. Yeah. When it's low, it's red. When it's in your intestines, then it turns black.
Coffee grounds.
I had mentioned the possibility of bowel cancer at the time.
Yeah. And you had a huge smile on your face. Yeah.
Almost as big as now.
And you made me sign something saying I'd give you the board and all that
bowel
stuff.
Cancer. Yeah.
I'll take the Euro rack, please.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway. I just
so I say we all try to get some sort of fucking bowel cancer and eat some Wendy's.
Yes.
Yeah. One time I took a shit and afterwards I looked in the toilet because you always got to look at your work. You got done with it.
And mine. Flush work. It. Take a picture if you have to.
And there was blood in the toilet and I was just like, what the fuck is this?
I'm fucking dying. Blood.
How much?
I went to
the
doctors
color?
And everything. Everything was fine. A couple weeks later, it happened again.
Anal fissure.
No. I actually had a cyst on my tailbone.
Oh.
I remember this.
And the hole. There was like when you have a cyst, a hole pops out, so this the pus can come out. And every time I would sit down,
it's right there.
I'd pop the bubble.
You didn't notice it?
The only time I would notice is if I took a shit.
You only took a shit hole, twice.
It's a eeny bitty tiny.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So you it was chasing your shit with the blood.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. I had no idea what was happening. I'm just like, I'm shitting blood. This is.
It is like the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
You really want to bond with a friend. Be there when his mom has to clean his ass wound.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yeah.
I got the surgery done to get it taken out. Just picture. All right. So from about 6 inches from where your ass is.
Go right in front of the camera.
Yeah,
sure.
Right in front of the camera. Is my ass right here? Can you see me?
Rotate a little more. There you go.
There you go. So for pretty much where your
shorts down.
We don't want to get
this is a family
right
show.
All right, so pretty much right here
is where the tip of his penis goes. Yeah,
exactly. This is where the black dildo went on Jeff. Pretty much from here, where your asshole meets your back, kind of, to all the way up to here, I had about 6 inches long, 2.5 inches wide, and about 1.5 inches deep, scooped out of me.
What?
Yeah, pretty gross.
How do you even get that?
How do you get cysts?
Well, like, what is it? Just
I just
happens?
Let it go for years and years and years, and I never did anything about it. To where every time I sat down, I don't wear anything. I wear dark underwear for a reason now. Because I would sit down, and it would pop. So it was kind of to be gross.
Wow.
I got it cut out, and they're just like, "All right, we're done." And scooped it out. I had
all right, I'm starving.
Heal.
You want sprinkles on this?
Yeah. I had to let it heal on its own, so the skin had to grow back. It took about 8 months.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And then my mom had
that was Mike's approach. We're all bailing out of this contest now.
Yep.
Nice.
So he wins.
Yakim, 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 I win.
I tried to eat nuggets, but all I could think about it was Mike's butt custard.
Wow.
Butt custard.
My mom had to change me about twice a day. I was like,
oh,
my
God. It wouldn't be the first time she changed you, though.
Yeah. No? Yeah, exactly. But I was fucking 26 years old.
Now you had pubic hair.
Yeah. She's getting a weed whack before she fucking.
Oh, shit.
Well, damn. Yeah, my mom used to shave my ass too for wrestling, so that's cool.
That's nice.
You ever fart?
No. I thought about it so many times.
Hold it in, Ma.
It's your mother.
You got about
you
5 seconds.
Fart in your mom's face.
You ever fart during sex?
You ever not?
That's a yes.
All right, I've seen people. I just saw people laugh, so that's yeses. Even if they say no,
I've fought my damnedest to.
Oh. Jesus, that was a dragon burp.
How to train your dragon.
Matt, expert echo next time.
I didn't have time. Lately, I've been covering the mic before I burp, and that time I just...
And then we get people in chat going like, what was that?
So, what were you saying, Kev?
I've never farted during the act of sex, no.
See,
I've had the urge to, and I've held it. And I've made it through and excused myself afterward.
I've actually stopped humping to just be like... Like still inserted, just like, and then just continue.
Yeah, because like
it doesn't turn me off, so I don't give a shit.
It turns her on, so
no, well,
it turns into a slip and slide.
No, it didn't.
What's
absolutely not?
What's sex?
Exactly.
Well, that's when you and your buddy go into the garage,
and
spin each other's buttholes.
I don't have a garage. But what if you do it in your bedroom?
No, you need a garage. Does your buddy have a garage?
Couple of them.
Find a buddy with a garage.
All right, yeah. I'm having sex, guys.
Nice.
We were on the road trip on the bang bus, as we called it. We were talking about pornos, and Jeff blurts out, "Wait, there's girls in porn sometimes?"
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, because I didn't think they would be allowed because your private area is out. Right?
Your woo-woo.
It's out. That's why I can't stand watching Japanese porn, because they can show your penis and vagina.
And they have straight pubic hair.
But the pubic hair, they really do. They can't show pubic hair for some reason. I don't know why. That's why. Because
even they're
out.
Offended by it.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it hides most of their penises.
God, this, this sucks.
It makes me feel so good about
this
myself.
This is a sucker.
Yeah, they are really tiny.
Anybody else think Anthony Weiner's wife is hot?
She's she's very strangely
attractive.
I haven't
seen his wife.
Pop a picture of that bitch.
I think Anthony Weiner's a fucking tool.
She's very exotic looking.
She is.
Derek's voting for him because he's a Democrat, though.
Oh.
Let me get a good picture of her. Search tool. Size. Large.
Why don't you bring up a picture of his penis?
They have that on the internet?
There's none of those out there.
Oh. You liar.
Here's a good one.
I did see the one fucking twin chick from WWE that you posted the other day.
The who?
Yeah. Brie Bella's nip slip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's a lot of nip.
Brie Bella's.
It only happened a few days ago.
No, it was old.
No, it happened like 4 days ago.
Oh.
She's very oddly hot.
She's not hot. She looks is. Like Wilbur.
What?
She looks like a horse mouth.
Yeah, stop thank it. You.
She's got to be like Syrian Jew or something.
Going back to the girls that don't have good looking teeth. She has great teeth.
Perfect teeth.
But they're fucking horrible.
Because they're fake and her mouth is disgusting.
No,
I like big teeth.
Yeah.
Look at his hook nose. Ugh.
Yeah, he's
look at
disgusting.
Her hook nose.
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
There's definitely better pictures of her than that, but yeah, I'd do it.
Hey, you know what? All right, there's a you know, that's probably
she's very slight.
She's exotic looking because of her eyes, but her mouth's too big.
That's all right.
Her mouth can never
like
be
she can
big.
Eat one of those trees in the background.
And she's about 6'3" in those heels because he's a tall guy.
Hmm.
So, there you go, guys.
He's a fucking doofus. Mm. Pardon my language.
He is a doofus. His hair's fucking gay.
He's gay.
Oh, it's his yarmulke, sorry.
What, what a fucking...
Yeah, he's really
what
just...
What a fucking dork this
he's
guy
a
is.
He's a vile-looking human.
I mean, it's nice that he can, like, completely hug her with one arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
She looks better dressed down than she does dressed up.
That, she's ugly as shit and...
So no. It is a bad angle.
That chick behind her looks like Layla, by the way.
Matt, why don't you find a good picture? Because I'm really bad at finding pictures.
You are, Derek. Yeah. I don't know why.
But he's really good at finding dick pics, though.
I'll find them.
Oh, I got about 20 of those while looking for her.
Wait, hold on. Show it.
What's her name again?
Oh, God. I don't know. Abu Dhabi.
It's
something
fucking
like
weird. Yeah.
Huma.
Huma?
Huma Abedin.
Huma Doofy Cunt.
H-U-M-A.
Doofy
Cunt.
Yeah.
There's a good one. Nice. Looks like her hair's on fire.
Regular.
Yeah, it does. It's smoking.
It's because she's smoking.
That's a real good pick. Let me tell
is
you.
That, is that from Michael Jackson's Pepsi commercial? Is this what we're looking at?
This is after sucking fucking
coke. Is that a cactus on her earring?
Out of a penis.
What is that?
I don't know.
It is, actually. Or like a... It is.
Or as my father would call it, a cactus.
It looks like a green dildo.
Cactus.
Good old cactus Jack.
Yeah, I guess I guess I would sex with somebody else if I was married to that thing.
Yeah.
No way.
She looks like she works hard, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess.
She looks like a people pleaser.
Yeah.
That picture's horrible. Please remove it.
Which
Matt,
one?
Matt found a decent one, I guess.
A decent one, I guess.
Matt, you want to link
I
it to me?
I can't tell from your
throw
thumbnail.
It up on the screen. Mm. Oh. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Matt's good at finding hot picks, I guess.
He is.
It's coming right to you, Darren.
Yeah. Sorry I derailed the show, guys.
That's all right. I don't mind looking at women.
I just want to eat these nuggets.
Yeah, I'm ready for nuggies.
There you go.
All in due time, my friends. Yeah, I saw that one, but it's very small.
Oh, well, you can zoom.
Yeah, I know. No, it'll just...
She doesn't look terrible there.
No, she looks
you
good.
Can zoom.
The only thing is you can fist her mouth.
Yeah, I like that.
It's fine.
Look at that schnoz.
Oh, yeah.
She's just good symmetry.
Yeah. She's a good-looking gal.
She probably gives a hell of a nara with a mouth like
probably.
That.
Probably.
I'm intimidated by it.
Although, you probably get your cock shredded by the teeth.
Probably. What are you going to do?
I don't mind.
There's a 95-year-old man in Chicago who pulled... This guy's classic. He pulled a foot-long knife and threatened police with a cane and a shoehorn. And wow. He died after they tasered him and shot him with a beanbag gun.
Huh.
He died from
non-lethal tactics?
Yes, he
what a
died.
Pussy.
That's hilarious.
He was 95 years old. Oh. The man became upset after an ambulance crew in Park Forest tried to take him to a medical facility. That's when authorities say John Warna used a metal cane and a 2-foot-long metal shoehorn to threaten the paramedics and police.
Okay, timeout. Why do you need to use a beanbag and a taser on a 95-year-old?
His arms zap him.
Who has a 2-foot shoehorn? How big was his feet?
Well, okay.
Chicago. He can't reach.
The horn itself is probably normal size. It's just got a long handle.
All right, I got you now. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to bend over.
I like how they called it a knife in the beginning and then it turned into a shoehorn.
What? Do you have a picture of him?
Well, maybe it was a shank.
Maybe he had both.
Oh, well, it says a 1-foot-long knife. Oh, and a 2-foot shoehorn. What the hell? What is this guy, Deadpool? He's just got like fucking swords and shoehorns on him?
Or Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of this guy?
No.
Because it...
The original Casey Jones.
If you had a picture, I had a good joke, but you don't have a picture. So
well, I can look him up. Well, Let's see. He's 95, so I'm sure the...
And he's from Chicago.
Just play pretend.
Yeah, nothing's coming up.
Okay, hold on. Hey, look, Steve, there's a picture of the guy.
Hey.
Oh, he's white. That's not where I was going.
Good one, Steve.
Okay, after the police said to drop the items, he grabbed a butcher knife.
Okay.
It's the foot-long knife. So they used the taser and beanbag rounds to subdue him. He was conscious and talking when he arrived at the hospital, but he died early Saturday.
Man,
old people are fucking tough.
They can be.
No, he died. That's not tough.
Yeah, he died after fucking holding people back with a shoehorn.
He got hit with a beanbag.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, I'm not even picturing it being shot from a gun.
It's not like some guy was just like a, by the hacky sack. Like, they shot him. You see what those things
like
do?
Like one of those cornhole beanbags.
Hey, there's some guys playing cornhole. Come here, we need you. I'm getting this back, right?
It's got a butt leaf on it.
Is that a maple leaf? Yep.
I just picture, like, kids with the little beanbag game where they're throwing it on the... Like the tic-tac-toe board.
Yeah.
Flip well, and he just happens to like walk through and just gets hit by one and dies. Oh.
With a shoehorn. I need a shoehorn.
I used to love hacky sack.
Never did it. I'm starting. Couldn't get my legs up that high.
We used to play hacky sack with an empty oil can at Pizza Hut. Remember that?
Yes. Big, it was a big gallon jug.
Humongous gallon jug.
It wasn't really hacky sack as much as it was, let's kick this fucking thing as hard as
we
can.
Yeah, but we were playing as if it was hacky sack. It was ridiculous.
And sometimes it would make a nice, like, kickball sound.
Yeah.
Boom. Nice.
That one.
Mm. Yep.
You want to do one more story before we do the nuggets?
No. Nuggets.
Well, we got Redneck Day.
Story.
Well, this is a video, so I figure you guys would like. Let's see. People are upset over Redneck Day. Hell yeah.
Arizona High School is making waves with increasingly popular redneck shows.
Redneck Night! Oh, my God.
It may come as no surprise that a school went and declared one of them spirit days as Redneck Day. It was supposedly inspired by the TV show Duck Dynasty.
I don't like meat from the grocery store. It makes me nervous.
Now, Queen Creek High School is gone and ticked a bunch of fellers off. Civil rights leaders, church leaders.
Why
do they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
One student was said to have worn a Confederate flag. The principal took a cue from Brad and LL. And it ain't
like you and me. Oh my God, did you guys hear this?
Best song I've ever heard.
Oh God.
He said the kid was from a southern state and didn't know any better. Well, the school sure knew better. Redneck Day was approved and advanced. Heck, around these parts, every day's Redneck Day.
Yeah!
I want to move there.
Mud fight.
That's where I need
that
to
That was
be.
It? That was the worst
hey,
it's fucking video.
Wife.
Yeah.
Well, since they brought
she
it
wishes.
Up.
Why is she talking out of the side of her mouth?
Did we ever talk about lying. That LL Cool J and whatever?
No, I didn't even know what that was.
Are we familiar with this?
Who was the guy?
What was his name?
Was Brad
LL
Paisley?
Cool J and Brad Paisley, I think.
Yeah. You got to hear this.
Oh, accidental racist.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
All right, let's do it up.
This is a true story? Or is it a joke?
I mean, it's a joke, but I don't think it's supposed to be.
Song they did together?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the lyrics
let's
up
get
here.
Douchey.
All right, get to the hook, guys.
It's Come a long on, now. Song, I think.
Was this the Eagles? It?
Seriously, 5 minutes.
It's just the instrumental, you dickweed.
The man that waited on me at the Starbucks down on Main. I hope you understand.
Oh my God.
The only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinner fan.
I'm actually uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, just chill.
Oh, it gets worse.
Red flag on my chest somehow is like the elephant in the corner of the south. And I just walked him right in the room.
It actually went with the music.
Proud rebel son with an old can of worms. Looking like I got a lot to learn.
Where's that love busting?
That's a nappy head of nose there. I'm going to take that down.
I'm just a white man.
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
Southland, trying to
understand. Hey, what happened?
It's like not to be. I'm where I'm from, but not every.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Horrible. Where does that LL Cool J come in?
Oh, no, he's been doing backup, I think.
No, no, no. You'll know LL Cool J when you hear it.
Actually, what he's doing is stealing Brad Paisley's wallet as he's singing in the booth.
We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday.
Well, that's ballsy for Brad Paisley to do. I'm sure he lost some fans.
Yeah, well, whatever. Nah, he probably gained some new ones.
I'd fuck him. I never
just
heard
call
this
song.
Anyway.
White
How
guilt.
Old is this?
Yeah, seriously.
A month ago, maybe. Whoa.
Oh, really?
Okay, come on. We need some LL Cool J in here. I'm going to skip forward. White man living in the Southland.
Yeah, we get it.
Starbucks.
There's a whole lot of fucking lyrics here.
Seriously.
Mr.
White Man. Oh no. You understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold.
Yo, LL Cool Gay. He's
LL Cool Gay.
Don't step on this. You gotta hear this.
Yeah, he's shining.
I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle, dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air.
He said conversate.
And I think you wish I wasn't here.
He's got a whole nother verse that's better than that.
Really?
But I gotta admit, LL Cool J did better than Brad Paisley.
Oh, no. This is it.
Don't like my do-rag.
If you don't judge my gold chains,
say Mr. T.
I'll forget the iron chain.
Okay. If we don't judge their gold chains, they'll forgive the iron chains.
Very forgiving people.
This is terrible. It's like an 80s rap song.
It really is.
But what year are we in? Stop!
Okay.
I'm a black Yankee. I'm changing my Twitter name.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
The past is the past.
He's a black Yankee, so he's getting 10 years and 100 mil?
Oh no, listen to this one.
I gotta thank Abraham Lincoln for
freeing
me. Know what I mean? Nah, man. That might be the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Thank you.
I hate how he's like saying dodging white hoods. Like, when's the last time you've seen a fucking Klan rally?
I just can't stand the fact that they're still cashing in on it.
Over and over again. Steve, he was likening seeing guys with cowboy hats to dodging.
Yeah, it's terrible.
A white cowboy hat.
Yeah. But forget it.
Forget it.
It's easy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why they won't.
Dude, I guarantee you LL
vote.
Cool J's never seen a Klansman in his life.
No.
It's like two rich white guys. Not white guys. Two rich guys.
It's basically two rich white guys.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys are getting the point.
No, I'm not.
Because if you forgive him for his gold chains,
yeah,
he'll forget about the iron
chains. Echo. Easily the best line.
Oh, shit. What?
Weak.
What was that?
I wasn't angry.
It was like from the other room.
What? This mic stinks.
It'll do that.
It sounded like he farted down a tunnel and that came back at him.
Then it you guys just wait. Just wait till it bounces back.
That was the end of 100 yards.
Yes. Oh, God. Right. I think we got some nuggets to eat.
Nuggets.
If you're listening live, hang on. We're going to eat
200 nuggets.
And I'll put both the shows up at the same time.
Oh.
You know, so people can.
Sure.
Same time.
The second show's going to suck. Unless, of course, Cannonball can cover for us.
Fucking breaking vegan.
And I'm just going to start eating meat.
Oh,
yeah? Serious.
It's this is fucking.
No, I won't allow it. I'll be that one friend in the room.
All right, we'll see you guys in a couple minutes. Be sure, if you downloaded this show, be sure to download the Chicken Nugget Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you very much, CWERadio.com, for hosting this garbage.
Let's get them bags of nuggets on camera.
Oh, my God. I didn't post a picture of it yet. We'll see you in a little bit.